How long will we remain directionless in life? How long will we remain without a goal, without a purpose, without a desire for ourselves? How long will we do that? Well, it's a good question, isn't it? How long will we do that? How long will we go around in this world, in this lifetime, and be living a meaningless existence? For that's what we are doing. We are living a meaningless existence when we do not recognize who and what we are. Stephen Hawkins, that most marvelous mind, until he had this Lou Gehrig's disease, that he was diagnosed for that, he had been living a sort of a meaningless life. His life was sort of without purpose. He didn't have much direction. And then all of a sudden, perhaps not all of a sudden, but as he woke up to the idea that if he would just listen within himself, if he would just begin to pay attention to what's going on inside his own thinking system, that there was the greatest gift, the greatest blessing that could ever be known to anyone. What's going on inside of themselves? And so Mr. Hawkins began to listen within himself. He began to realize the reality, the frailty of his being. He began to realize that, hey, now he's got to do something, because tomorrow he may be no longer able to. And so he began to apply himself to listening to, what is the universe all about? How is it constructed? How does the universe flow? And from that moment on, his genius began to flood forth like a giant tsutsuma wave rushing toward the shore, rushing toward life. And he brought forth magic. But of course, he's a genius. Well, he was an intelligent man, that's true. We all are intelligent people. He was a most wise being. He did well, but never spectacularly. And then all of a sudden, he had something that set him on course. You say, too bad he couldn't have done it before he had that problem. It doesn't matter when we wake up to realize that there's something more in this world for us to do, for us to think, for us to dream. There's something more in this life for us to become aware of than we have ever known. Oh, we may all at one time or another do spectacular things. We at one time or another may come up with some most amazing idea, and we might even carry it out. We might even fulfill what we have thought was most important. We might even fulfill that dream that we had of establishing ourselves as something in this world, of being an artist, of being a genius, of being something, or not. It's never too late to wake up. It's never too late to say to yourself, there is more inside of me. There is more in my inner awareness than I have ever opened my attention to. There is more in my inner beingness than I have ever dreamed about. And because there is more in that inner beingness that I am than I've ever dreamed about, I might as well get going and start dreaming about it. Letting my mind flow off into magic, letting my mind flow off into the wisdom of something far greater than anything I could ever have dreamed about, far more wonderful than anything I could ever have known. Now, what's it going to be? What is that magic in me? What is that genius in me that hasn't yet come out into my awareness? Maybe I've had an inkling of it from time to time. Maybe I've had a dream of it from time to time, but it hadn't come out yet. What is it? Well, we don't worry about that. We don't worry about the what is it. We don't worry about what our dreams are going to be and what our dreams are going to reveal to us and share with us and bring out of our own inner being for the blessings of ourselves and our world. We don't worry about that. We just be ourselves and have fun. Because if we are ourselves and having fun, what we are doing is we are opening up that pent-up power source within us. We're opening up that magical attitude within us. We're being the magician. We're being the genius. We're being the wonderment that we are. Is it ever too late to begin? Not at all. Is it ever too early to begin? Not at all. We have seen little people playing the violin. We have seen little people doing amazing things. Someone inspired them to go on and do it. Someone put a violin in the hands of this 3-year-old child. And the little child played with genius, with magic. We've seen it on YouTube. We've seen it take place. It's never too early. How is it going to be that that child drew to him the opportunity to have parents or friends who gave him a violin to play, who allowed him to do this? Perhaps they instructed him. It seems rather that he instructed himself. He released from within himself the genius that he was. He let his magic out earlier than Stephen Hawking did, and he didn't have to have something strange take place in his life, some illness, some disease, that cracked open that genius that he is. We don't need that. All we need to do is be ourselves, enjoy what we're doing, delight in the world that was all about us, know that we are the creator of everything that happens in our world, good, bad, and indifferent. And if something bad happens, let it go. Go on. If you keep dwelling on that which was not your choice, or you seemingly not your choice, that which was not a delight to you, then you'll just keep having more not a delight to you experiences. And is that what you want to do? Is that what I want to do? Have not delight experiences in my life? Hardly. I can, I will, and I must let go and let that which is within me flow forth. I must let that genius within me, that magic within me, that marvelous beingness that's within me come out. And how do I let it out? How do I release it? How do I know it? I let it out by being myself and having fun, by just enjoying everything I do, by enjoying everything that comes to me and says, yes, this is a wonderful world. Yes, this is a wonderful life. Yes, this is a great experience. Everything that I can say is wonderful jumps upon something else that's wonderful. And little by little, more and more wonderful things happen. Little by little, more and more grand, glorious, and marvelous things happen in my life, bringing into my world, into my expression, the magic that I am. You are magic. I am magic. All is magic. All is just waiting to be revealed. All is just waiting to be given forth in this world as something very spectacular. Are you ready for that spectacular quality within you? Are you ready for that spectacular quality within you that says you are fantastic, that you are glorious, that you are marvelous, that you are very good? Are you ready for that? If you're ready for it, it's ready for you. If you're ready to say, I have something within me that has not been revealed. I have some magical ability. I can do it. We perhaps won't go at it from that point of view, but we will probably go at it from the point of view of saying, hey, this is fun. I like this. And then we do it. Hey, this is interesting, challenging. I like that. Hey, I wonder how this works. I wonder how that works. I wonder how this could come about. I wonder. And the more I wonder, the more it comes into my life as something very wonderful. The more it comes into my life as something spectacular. The more it comes into my life as something that I will always be and always remember and always enjoy and always have. That's just the way it is. Now, am I ready for that? Am I ready to be the revealed Stephen Hawkins? Do I have to wait till something rather tragic or rather amazing happens in my life before I wake up to the fact that, hey, I'm doing what is fun. I'm doing what is delightful. I'm doing what is challenging. I'm doing what is revealing to me of all that I am. And I like it. Oh, I like it. And I always will. This is my wake-up. This is my genius. This is who I am. This is who I am, today and forevermore. Join me in being who you are as I am being who I am. And know that the more that I am aware of it, the more fun it is. Have a wonderful day. And know that this day, as in every day, I love you. I love you. I love you.